So in terms of new targets, we're hearing a lot about TREK fusions and trectinib, larotrectinib. Is that the next big targetable alteration?
Yeah. I mean, that data is amazing because it's across really all cancer types, and especially in pediatric cancers, right, which is fascinating. And so this is a real space. And trectinib, to be clear, and trectinib is actually a ROS inhibitor and a TREK inhibitor. So entrectinib may have real potential as a ROS drug instead of crizotinib, very good in the brain. And then larotrectinib and even newer potent TREK inhibitors, which have had this amazing TREK response across disease types. You see it in colon cancer. You could see it in subsarcomas. I think this reminds us that in those NGS reports, you got to keep an eye out for these fascinating rare phenomena, which can be targeted.
What exactly is TREK?
It's another fusion oncoprotein, so it's another fusion. Our reports show fusions in a separate place. And so it's another fusion like RET and like ROS and like ALK. It's another oncoprotein that through this fusion event is turned on and leads to constitutive signaling.
What do we know about the impact of targeted therapy in these patients?
Oh, amazing. Spectacular waterfall responses, very durable responses. In some of the pediatric patients, they can use them to shrink the tumors and then convert them to curative therapy, right? So big tumors that shrink, big sarcomas shrink, and then you can cure them through resection. So really amazing activity, very durable activity, quite well tolerated, can impact nociception or pain sensors. So it can have some slightly weird toxicity, sometimes some neurologic toxicity if you hit CNS TREK too potently. But overall, you know, great responses and well tolerated and worth looking out for.
This would pop up on an NGS assay, for example?
Yeah, I mean, we should acknowledge that not all NGS assays find fusions.
Right.
Not all NGS assays are perfect for all the various fusions. Probably the best way to find fusions is RNA sequencing, which is kind of a rare angle that not a lot of labs do. So you do need to make sure that the tests you are sending are looking for all these rare things. But, you know, certainly the Foundation One test is now an FDA-approved approach to look for common and rare stuff, and I think is going to be a reference point for a lot of these developments going forward.
And if you saw a patient who had this abnormality who was untreated, would you attempt to get them on a trial first line?
Yes. I mean, you know, getting them on a trial can take some work, but generally the biotechs investing in this space will help get your patients to trials, provide transport support. You know, so certainly reach out and say, how can I get this patient out there? You might need to start chemo while you're working on it, but find a way to get into these drugs. They can really make an impact.